This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, we had Nick Caserio on a little bit earlier in the show. We talked to him for about 45 minutes. You can find that on the Odyssey app, on the Rewind feature, on the Payne and Pendergast podcast, however you want to listen to it. We've got some cuts for you here, though, if you want some of the excerpts. I love the answer that he gave to one of your questions, Seth. It was just sort of a follow-up to the combine questions we were asking him. We asked him about what you're looking for when you're interviewing guys in the combine, and you asked a specific question about D linemen. I don't want to frame it the wrong way. What was your question to him again about?
I basically wondered whether the biggest disconnect between meetings and how a guy actually is on the defensive line.
That's right.
Because so many defensive linemen, so many good defensive linemen just have a screw loose and don't necessarily, aren't the kinds of guys that are going to do great in formal interview settings. And so I wondered if, do we get a little bit of a lower bar for expectations in meetings with defensive linemen?
Right. So that Nick answered the question, and I thought it led into a great sequence about what exactly the Texans are looking for in players and maybe where they give themselves some latitude in guys that are maybe a little bit different. Here's what he had to say.
We don't want just a bunch of choir boys walking through this building. Like, you need an edge. Anybody that watches us play on defense sees that we play fast, we play physical, we play with an edge, to the consternation of some people, apparently, you know, throughout the course of the league. But when you play defense, you play with your hair on fire and you play with an edge. And you want the other team to feel you. So who are the players that have those qualities? You could be a maniac on the football field, and then off the field, you could be one of the best guys ever and want to go hang out with and have a beer or bring to church or whatever it is. And we have a number of players like that. And I would say there's no more embodiment of that than our head coach. The best human being, the best person ever. Everybody loves him. He's got a tremendous way about him. When he's on a football field, I mean, you played with him. I mean, he played physical. He plays with an edge. He coaches with energy. He has passion. Like, that's what football is about. So who are the players that have those qualities? And really, it transcends both sides of the ball. You want guys like that offensively. You need guys like that in a kicking game. So you want to build a football team with players that have a certain mindset, that play a certain way, that are good people, that are going to represent the Houston Texans, the community, in the right way, that we can all be proud of. So our job is to identify who are those players, and if he has a little bit something that maybe makes him different or puts him on the edge, all right, can you deal with it, and are you comfortable? Because, again, when you draft the player or sign the player, you're taking everything that comes along with them, and you're either going to be comfortable with it or you're not.
Yeah, I thought that was a great synopsis of how they look at guys.
It's the Charles Haley doctrine is what that is.
Yep.
That's the the most notable thing about that was
he's an extreme example, but yes.
Yeah. No, the most notable thing about all of this is that nobody ever bats an eyelash or thinks twice about it when we talk about all right, how do you want a Nico D'Amico Ryan's football team to look? Oh, yeah, the defense. That's the way. Oh, yeah, those guys, the way they play. There's very little of that on the offensive side of the ball.
Yeah.
You've got, if we take the quarterback out of it, because that's a whole different dynamic, if you take Nico Collins and Joe Mixon, that's pretty much it. Like, okay, those are the guys that kind of play with their hair on fire and look like they get an edge. And you're like, oh, yeah, I want that guy with me in a bar fight. Very few bar fight guys on the offensive side of
agreed,
the ball.
Agreed, agreed.
They've done a great job of it on defense. On offense, they got a bunch of nice guys.
Yeah.
And that's where, I mean, some of that can be brought out with coaching, but some of it's just got to be the kinds of guys that you have on the roster. But the culture of the defense is so drastically different than the culture of the offense.
And I saw that answer as almost a tacit acknowledgement of that. You know, that yeah. Nick went straight to the defense, which is great, but the offense needs to get on that level, obviously from a productivity standpoint, but I'm with you. I think from a cultural standpoint as well, I think there's a disconnect with the offense. Certainly not the connection that there is with the defense. So that was good. No choir boys. I like that. That's the second time he said that on this show. He's been coming on with us, Nick, has for about 4 years now. That's the second no choir boys we've gotten out of him in 4 years.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
He said it early on.
The all-time best no choir, they don't have to be choir boys type of statement was when, what did Bob McNair say when he was talking about guys with potential character issues or off-field concerns? It was, you know, if we found out they smoked a marijuana cigarette at some point.
Yeah, kind of categorized it.
It's not that big a deal. You know, we can work with that. But I think he said marijuana cigarette,
yes,
which I loved.
I love that. That's great. Text message. Last year in the regular season, the Texans were 10-7. Diggs played 8 games. They were 6-2 with Diggs, 4-5 without Diggs. Yeah, I think there's a correlation there. I don't know that there's a correlation enough to where you have to bring Diggs back. Like, I think there's other players you can bring in to where you would have been 6-2 in those first 8 games last
right.
year. You know?
I can't remember. Was Stephon Diggs 31 years old coming off of an ACL injury last year?
He's not.
Jog my memory a little bit.
He was not. Nope, he definitely
So it doesn't have to be Diggs, but yes, I think that person was probably just in response to the one texter who said to kick Diggs out the door.
Yeah.
I totally 100%. I have zero bad memories about Stephon Diggs. Did the trade work out perfectly? Obviously not. But I'm still cool with the trade because what they intended to bring into the building, I think they got. It wasn't because of a lack of performance by Stephon Diggs that the offense couldn't take off.
Right.
The team told us in their actions a couple weeks ago that Bobby Slowick was at least a big part of the problem. And then there's other things that need to be cleaned up. But yeah, Stephon Diggs wasn't the problem. And he could have been one of the potential solutions with the way he was playing. He was playing fine.
Yeah, he was playing good. He was playing really well. Here's Nick Caserio. We asked him about is there an extension, a possible contract extension on the table for Derek Stingley Jr.?
We're always open-minded. You know, we'll have dialogue at any different point, you know, when it's appropriate. I mean, Derek's he's one of the best corners in the league. I don't think this is like some mystery here. So Derek's a good football player. He's improved, I would say, quite a bit from his rookie season to where he is now. So, you know, if we have the opportunity to keep really good football player here for a period of time, you know, it's certainly something that we're going to explore. Those things take time. Nothing comes to fruition all at once. But, you know, Derek's earned the opportunity here. So when those conversations and the time's appropriate, you know, we'll engage in that dialogue. I think Derek's made some comments, the fact that he wants to be here for, you know, a long period of time. And, mm-hmm. you know, we want Derek to be here. So, but nothing's really linear. These are never linear. It's just A to B. So, but it takes a little bit of work, takes a little discussion, but he's eligible. And, you know, when the time's appropriate, you know, we'll engage with his representation. But glad Derek's here, you know, and hopefully we can keep him as a Houston Texan here for, you know, for a long time.
I think there's a couple of things that Nick has done a good job of since he's been here that make these things less dramatic than they are in other places. One is that the Texans keep most things very close to the vest. There aren't a lot of leaks. Ever since Jack Easterby left the building, ironically enough, or interestingly enough, there haven't been a lot of leaks yeah. about stuff like that.
Great point. Yes.
Yeah. And so there's that. And then on the player side of things, too, we haven't had players other than Steven Nelson. Steven Nelson was the only guy that's really agitated for things and maybe said things out of turn in the offseason while these negotiations are going on. So there doesn't tend to be a lot of drama about it. You know, last year Nico Collins said everything perfectly yeah. in the rare instances that he talked about it. He just flat out said, I'm not thinking about it. My agent will take care of that. It'll come when it comes. I'm not worried about it. And then lo and behold, they got an extension. But the other thing too is that they've set this precedent where they'll give guys nice deals as extensions, but they're shorter term. Yep. And the player, from the player's standpoint, hey, it's a lot of money guaranteed up front. That's nice. From the team's perspective, they're not on the hook forever if it doesn't work out. Mm-hmm. And they've done that with multiple guys now. You know, Nico Collins' deal was 1 year shorter than a lot of the other wide receiver extensions. Yeah. Laremy Tunsil's done it a couple times where it's a shorter-term deal.
Yep.
I think that it might end up looking very similar like that with Derek Stingley. It's a three-year extension as opposed to a four-year extension.
Yeah, I don't know that Nick has done longer than a three-year deal with anybody. You know, obviously other than your draft picks who are all signed up, it's collectively bargained yeah. that those are four-year deals, but I don't know that with a free agent or in re-extending any of their own guys that they've gone any longer than 3 years on anybody.
It's the way football is moving, and it makes sense because of the injury factor.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many variables when a guy, in terms of either aging or injury, just plummets off a cliff all of a sudden.
Yes.
So many really, really good players that all of a sudden you look up and, wow, oh, wow, he's just not that great anymore.
Yep.
So you're not. It's not like you're singling one guy out as, well, we don't trust you long term. It's just the reality of the way the NFL is that you've got to have a shorter time horizon than in baseball or basketball.
That's interesting that you bring up Nico Collins and his contract, the way he handled things last year, because Derek Stingley Jr., in that same interview that Nick cited in that answer, where Stingley said he wanted to be a Texan for the rest of his career, actually, in that interview, Stingley cited Nico as a guy who, like, yeah, you know, Nico was a guy who, like me, comes to the building every day during the offseason and works. And look, he got rewarded. I'm totally paraphrasing here. But he pointed out Nico Collins and the way Nico went about his business in the building, in the weight room, and things like that, you know, physically with a guy. You know, Stingley was clearly equating that to being a reason that Nico got the deal that he did. So I would expect Stingley, who's a guy of few words anyways, like Stingley, I don't know that he agitates for anything, contracts or a table at a restaurant. You know what I mean? Like, he's just a totally mellow guy. I'm expecting him to get a contract extension this offseason.
I think so. And I think the other part of it, just as it was with Nico, is if a guy's had injury concerns in the past, they want to look at it and see, all right, has this guy – did he just get lucky that he was healthy this year, or was it because he learned about really how to take care of his body, how to handle an NFL season, all of that? And I think there's an element to that with Stingley of just getting the right routine, figuring out how to recover between games and all of that, to where it doesn't feel like just dumb luck that he was healthy this last season. And it's also nice, too, that it wasn't his actual contract year where all of a sudden he stayed healthy.
Yeah, yeah.
There's nothing scarier than that.
No.
The guy that all of a sudden in his contract year is healthy all of a sudden, and like that's a guy that you just wonder about in the – his motivation for the long term.
Yeah, for those who don't know, Stingley's 3 years in. He's got another year next year, and my guess is they're going to exercise his fifth-year option for 2 years from now. That decision comes in a couple of months. That shows you how good Nico was this last year, Seth, and how that contract, even at $24 million a year, was worth it this past season. The dude missed 5.5 games, and nobody is out there saying, like, bad contract, not worth it. Like, he's so good in the other 11.5 games.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
But you know what? We shouldn't ignore it, though, too, that it is, man, it's a pretty extensive injury history now for a young receiver.
Yep.
And when I start thinking, like, no, all you need is Nico and one complimentary receiver, like, okay, but there's going to be games most likely where Nico's not available.
Yep. Let's see here. When do we text message Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line? When do we need to handle Stroud's contract? Some of it will depend on how he plays this year. I expect he's going to play well, in which case the norm is for a highly functioning quarterback 3 years into his rookie deal. They get deals after they get their big extension. They get their big extension after the third year. It doesn't start to get painful for another couple of years. A lot of it's backloaded. But yeah, this will be this time next year. If we're not having a conversation this time next year, Seth, about C.J. Stroud's contract, something went horribly wrong in the 2025 season.
Right, and a lot of it, you know, that's the way the NFL is these days, and it doesn't mean that that's the way it should be or anything else like that. It's just that that's the way it works, and part of it is the economics of it, just that if you kick the can down the road continually with your quarterback, it ends up really being a cap headache because the franchise tag is really, really expensive. The deal that they're going to get as the cap expands, the deals are really, really expensive. And you look at the Cowboys and where they are. I mean, Dak Prescott this year, you know, they're a team that kicks the can down the road. He's got a 40, what's his cap hit this year? Is it 47 million?
No.
It's really big.
Dude, it's big. It's like over 80
million.
Oh, it's
89
million.
$89 million.
Yeah, it's massive.
Right. So the teams get into that third year, and they're at this point where, all right, we either pay him now, and even if you don't feel awesome about it, if he does work out, then we're not in this position where he's got a $90 million cap figure at some point down the road.
Right, right.
You know, so that's and they've done this a couple times now with Dak Prescott. This time, it's not his franchise. It's off of his last deal.
Yeah.
The first time around, it was they didn't extend it. He ended up getting that same huge, he got the huge deal the next year, and it was way more expensive than it would have been.
A text message, that's my GM talking about Roger Clemens' big ass.
Yeah.
He brought that
and Nolan
up.
Ryan.
And Nolan Ryan,
Well, Nolan Ryan was one of the first pitchers to be hardcore into weightlifting.
Yep.
Yeah.
It worked out
Clemens
pretty well.
Clemens had a big ass.
We got that as a cut.
Clemens has a big ass.
As a hotkey. I love that.
When I made one of my infamous name swap errors and I said Jalen Hurts, I said Jaden Daniels when I meant Jalen Hurts. And we were talking about lower body strength.
Well,
Jaden Daniels is not a guy I think of when I think of like massive lower body.
No. It was a good thing that those two are so different.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I probably would have just rolled with it. I'm like, he must be talking about so and so.
But yeah,
like, Jaden Daniels is like rail thin.
Good job catching me on that one, Sean. Sean, I never get offended when you correct me when I'm wrong. I get offended when you correct me and you're wrong.
Yeah.
That's when I get offended. I'll try to be more tolerant because I know that puts a lot of pressure on you.
Well, when it often happens, it did the other day it happened, it's because I don't hear you correctly. There's a lot of stuff going on in the studio. When it happened the other day, Reggie and John are coming in, Byron's in my ear, and I misheard you about the Daniel Jones thing. So it's cool. Like
No, I got to remember that you're trying. It's not like you're being a jerk about it or anything. You're trying to help me out. And I got to remember that
you asked me to do that, you know?
I asked you to do it when I need correcting.
Right.
But I need to understand that there's times when you're correcting me where you're inaccurately correcting me, and yet it still is ultimately a Seth problem. It's because I do need correcting because I screw up names.
I'm
so
not
often.
Perfect either. So that's the thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Everybody texting in trade for Garrett Wilson. I want to put a stop to it. They're not trading for Garrett Wilson. I respect you listening to the show and inquiring and bringing it up and let's spitball a little bit. But I just want to I want to crush your dreams right now. They're not trading multiple first round picks to pay $32 million to a wide receiver. They're not doing that. The Texans.
I hope they trade for Garrett Wilson this afternoon.
Oh, don't get me wrong. I do too.
No. Not for the sake of the team, just so you can be wrong.
I know.
That's all.
It'd be good. If people memeing me and stuff like that. Man, I'm not about right or wrong. I'm about the absolute value of the emotion that you drive with people. Yeah, I hope I'm wrong on it. That'd be fun.
I wonder if Jaden Daniels does come back thick next year. That'd be pretty. If he came back like 15 pounds heavier.
Would you even notice? I guess you would if he's that bird rail thin. Like, it's a little like Bregman. Like, remember last year, we're like, Alex Bregman put on 25 pounds. I'm like, he looks exactly the same.
Oh, I'm so tired of the Alex Bregman bogus weight reports. It was in any given year. Oh, he's lost 20 pounds. No, this year he gained 20. That dude's too small for 25 pounds not to look different. You can't, when you're that small, if you gain 25 pounds, I'm going to freaking notice it. So don't lie to me and tell me you gained 25 pounds.
We got to plant that with Ted up there and get Ted forwarding that narrative and get everybody agitated about it up in Boston. The Alex Bregman weight theme. All right. One more from Casario in the next segment, and it's about C.J. Stroud. C.J. Stroud's offseason has looked a little different this year than it did this time last year. We asked Nick Casario about that. We'll hear from the Texans GM coming up next.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.